Hi there, this is Ryan. I'm one of the jerks of Jerkatorium, and I'm here hot and early to splice in some info and an apology. Somehow, the beginning of the Two Jerks, One Vote podcast recording got corrupted, and almost all of our introductory chatter got scrambled or deleted, and what was left was completely unusable. The good news is that the actual formal reviews part of the podcast was unaffected and will be presented in its entirety. The bad news is that my introduction of Micah was lost, and that included his extra information and his comments and insights about his recent extracurriculars. Also, and this is not good news and also not bad news, though, is that my rants were also lost along with Micah's and Chumpy's responses. The rants themselves were not really even rants, though. I just yammered about how punishing the round three eliminations are with 9 eliminations out of 13 contestants. That was a lot of good songs that we liked and good artists that got eliminated, only because more than 4 of those songs were excellent. And I mean a lot more than 4 of those round three songs were excellent. But that's how the cookie crumbles in this elimination competition. And my second rant was not a rant at all, really, but it was a shout out to round 5, urging people to participate in that optional, unjudged and unranked round where anyone can participate by covering any song that was submitted by any other band in any round of Spin Tunes 23. It's a very rewarding exercise. It's always, you know, intensely appreciated by the folks that you cover. And it's always wonderful when somebody covers one of your songs. It's just amazing, really good vibes all around, and I'd highly recommend it. So anyway, my introduction of Micah as our special guest for the podcast went something like this. He's the emperor / organizer / administrator / janitor of Spin Tunes, the winner of Spin Tunes 14, a multiple time winner of Song Fight, the winner of a Song Fight live fight, and the winner of a gear fight. You should go check him out on Bandcamp and YouTube and the Song Fight Music Archive and the Nurein Music Archive. And I wanted to welcome Micah Summersmith back to Two Jerks, One Vote. Then we chatted a bit, and I plugged Micah's crossword work. Since Micah has had several of his crossword puzzles published in the LA Times, which is a huge deal. I mean, like, having one published would be a huge deal, but he has already had, like, at least 5 by my count. If I remember right, Micah then plugged the website crosshair.org, where he posts crossword puzzles, and he's also had a crossword puzzle of his featured. You can get to his crosshair crosswords directly at crosshair.org/summersmith, and that's crosshair.org and then / summersmith, and that's SOMMERSMITH. Then I believe we also discussed Micah's choir work, and he urged everyone to go join a choir, which is great advice. I'd mentioned that Hot Pink Halo posted YouTube videos of herself covering Micah's songs Chariot Ride and Zero Gravity at open mic performances. And that's another thing that you can go check out on the YouTubes at Hot Pink Halo. I believe her YouTube account is Crump Art. So yeah, we had a lot of good chatter. But I should also mention that we ran up against Micah's hard out time, so it might get a little weird close to the end of the podcast. We asked him to zoom through his comments for the last couple of songs because it was getting close to that time. And then I went in and cut those bits back into those song sections after the fact. And we did the same with his exiting comments, and hopefully it won't be too noticeable. But now I'm just going to move on and move ahead with the podcast. This is round 4, and for Spin Tunes 23, the challenge was called Rest Your Weary Head, where the assignment was to write and record a lullaby. Round 4 is also the final competition round. For this round, the 33 original competitors vote and rank the songs instead of the judges. Those competitor votes will decide the winner. The judges will still review and rank the songs, but our judges' rankings do not matter unless there is a tie, which seems unlikely if there are 33 voters. So our opinions, our reviews, and our rankings probably won't matter as far as the final score is concerned. But all right, let's get right into the reviews part of the recording, the stuff that survived, and here goes.